From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. A government link to a Kenyan terrorist. Authorities in Kenya have identified one of the al-Shabaab gunmen who massacred 148 people at a university as the son of a Kenyan government official. An Interior Ministry spokesman said today that Abdurrahim Abdullahi was among four suicide attackers killed during Thursday's massacre at Garissa University College. The spokesman said the government official had earlier reported his son missing. Meanwhile, Kenyans dedicated Easter Sunday services to the victims of Thursday's massacre. Ceremonies were held amid tight security across the country. Kenya's security chief has defended the response by special forces to the attacks. The French news agency reports that it took at least 7 hours for special forces to arrive at the scene of the massacre. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is slamming the world powers' framework nuclear deal with Iran, saying it leaves the preeminent terrorist state with a vast nuclear infrastructure that will ultimately give it nuclear weapons. On NBC's TV show Meet the Press, the newly reelected Israeli prime minister said today, without the current sanctions against Tehran, Iran would have billions of dollars to pump up its terror machine worldwide and conquer the Middle East. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, speaking Saturday on Iranian state-run television, said Tehran would be able to return to its current level of nuclear activity if the West withdraws from the nuclear deal that is scheduled to be finalized in June. U.S. President Obama says it's a good deal. From Washington, you're tuned to the Voice of America. Egyptian officials say a bomb explosion today hit a bridge near an upscale neighborhood in central Cairo, killing at least one person said to be a police officer. Officials say the bomb exploded close to a police checkpoint on the side of a bridge that connects Cairo's sister city of Giza to its upscale Zamalek neighborhood. AFP reports the bomb went off as the driver of a minivan pulled over to ask the officer a question. Scattered pockets of fighting continued around the southern Yemeni capital of Aden as Houthi militants tried to advance along various fronts. Edward Uranian from our Middle East Bureau in Cairo has the story.
Amateur video shows Houthi militants shelling a residential district in the southern Yemeni capital of Aden as fighters loyal to President Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi return fire with light weapons. What appeared to be Houthi field artillery sporadically shelled people trying to flee Aden. Houthi tanks attempted to advance into Aden from the north despite resistance from local fighters. It was not immediately clear how much territory the Houthis control. The Houthis Al-Masira TV showed video of the port region of Aden claiming the group controls the area. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
We asked Graham Bannerman, a scholar at the Middle East Institute, what could possibly end the Yemen crisis.
The only solution is through a negotiated settlement. But who is going to be the negotiators here? Now that you all have put yourself on one side of the table, what country in the region can be seen as a neutral party, or who can come in and be a neutral party to do the negotiations? It's become much more complicated by the military action.
A monitoring group says Islamic militants are in control of most of a large Palestinian refugee camp on the outskirts of Damascus. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says fighters from the Islamic State and al-Nusra Front gained control of about 90% of the Yarmouk refugee camp. The two groups fought other rebels, including a Syrian-Palestinian militia who opposed the Syrian government. UN officials said Syrian forces were shelling the camp. Christians around the world are celebrating Easter, the holiday that marks what Christians believe is the resurrection of Jesus 3 days after his crucifixion. Pope Francis marked the holiday day with a Roman Catholic Mass in St. Peter's Square. He prayed for an end to the persecution of Christians, commemorating the students massacred by Islamist militants in Kenya. Attacks on Christians in Africa and the Middle East have been the grim backdrop to ceremonies leading up to Easter. In Jerusalem, thousands of Christians gathered at the site where Jesus was believed to be crucified. I'm Susan Yawkey.
That's the latest world news from VOA.